Well, here we are, as large as life. A very warm welcome to you on Radio Veritas and to the program As the Sun Sets. My name is Father Emil. It's good to be with you at the end of the day. I certainly hope that you've had a wonderful, wonderful day and that all things are well with you. So we come to the end of the day just to spend a moment with the Lord saying thank you. I'm always impressed at the number of people who contact me, speak to me and say, Father, we never miss As the Sun Sets. And that cheers my heart, I must say. So thank you so much for joining me on this program, As the Sun Sets. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Shoulders, you raise me up.
And tomorrow being the feast of John the Baptist, the birth of John the Baptist, we pray the evening prayer of the feast of the birth of John the Baptist. So it's the Psalms are being taken from the Common of Pastors. Elizabeth, the wife of Zachary, gave birth to a great man, John the Baptist, the man who went before the Lord. Psalm 112. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth? From the dust he lifts up the lowly, and from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Elizabeth, the wife of Zachary, gave birth to a great man, John the Baptist, the man who went before the Lord. John, who went before the Lord, was born when his mother was old and considered incapable of bearing a child. My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days. Make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. The Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God, from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. John, who went before the Lord, was born when his mother was old and considered incapable of bearing a child. Among those born of women, there was no man greater than John the Baptist. Blessed be the Lord, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. He destined us in love to be His sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of His will, according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ. His purpose He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Among those born of women, there was no man greater than John the Baptist. Tonight I'm going to read to you from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13. It was Jesus, one of the descendants of David, that God made the Savior of the people of Israel, as He had promised. Before the coming of Jesus, John preached to all the people of Israel that they should turn from their sins and be baptized. And as John was about to finish his mission, he said to the people, "Who do you think I am? I am not the one you are waiting for, but look, he is coming after me, and I am not good enough to take his sandals off his feet." Today, as I said at the beginning of our evening prayer, we celebrate the birthday of St. John the Baptist. And tonight we had the evening prayer, the first Vespers, as we usually call them, of the feast of the birthday of John the Baptist. Interesting that we celebrate the birthday of John the Baptist. Normally we say we celebrate the feast of one of the saints or the martyrs on their date of death. But with Jesus, we celebrate His birthday. With Our Lady, we celebrate her birthday. And with John the Baptist, we celebrate his birthday. And it's so important for us because John the Baptist plays a very, very significant role in the liturgy of the church and indeed in the life of Jesus. And John himself was very concerned about what people thought of him. You remember Jesus said to his disciples, "Who do people say I am?" And John says exactly the same, "Who do you think I am?" And then he tells them quite clearly, "I am not the one you are waiting for." So in other words, he's being very humble about his role. He says, "I am the one who's to come before, and I'm really not fit to undo his sandal straps." Or as it says in the Acts, "He's coming after me, and I am not good enough to take off his sandals from his feet." So John, very, very conscious of his role, that he is not the Messiah. And he is not the one that the people had been looking forward to, because they were looking forward. The people were looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. And John says, no, I'm not the one that you are looking for. He's coming after me. John preached to all the people of Israel, and his message was one of conversion. John was the greatest of the prophets. He was complimented by Jesus as the greatest born of women was John the Baptist. And what was his message? His message was a very simple one and a very difficult one at the same time. Metanoia, change your ways. That was his simple, simple message. John preached to all the people of Israel that they should turn from their sins and be baptized. That was the message of John. Now, when Jesus arrived on the scene, he could look at the situation in which he was. And there were many different groups. There were the Essenes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the chief priests and the scribes and all the rest of it and so on. But Jesus joined the disciples of the Baptist. He decided to join the disciples of John the Baptist. And why? Because John preached a radical message, a message of conversion. In Greek, it's called metanoia. Turn away from your sins. Turn right around. Turn your back to your old way of life and move on into the future. Now, you'll remember now, just recall, over the last week or so, we've been reading from the Beatitudes from the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus introduces his disciples to the doorways that lead into the kingdom. The Beatitudes, that's what they were. And leading into a whole new way of life. But to enter those doors, for Jesus and for John the Baptist now, we've got to turn from our sins and take on board, so to speak, take into ourselves the values of the gospel. John was preaching and saying, we must turn from our sins and be baptized. End of the story, as far as John was concerned. And so many, many people went to John. They were baptized. They were convinced. He must have been a great preacher. They were convinced by his message and were baptized. But his central message was conversion, turning from your sin and coming back to the Lord. And that was the essential message of all the prophets in the Old Testament. It was John's message, and Jesus takes up that message and continues to preach that very same message of John, but now, of course, with a whole new dimension, as Jesus encourages people to enter the kingdom of God. Jesus is the Messiah. John is not the Messiah. But what I want to emphasize this evening, because tomorrow is Friday, we'll talk again about John. But this evening I really want to say that the central message of John is one of conversion, of metanoia, of turning from your sins and turning back to the Lord. And isn't that very difficult? It's so difficult to turn away from our sins. What could our sins be? Well, there are all sorts of things. You can name them. You've got all your own sins. But let's look at some of the sins. Maybe you taking a little bit too much drink, and this is affecting your relationship with your husband or your wife. Metanoia, conversion, means turning around and not giving in to those to the alcohol that's causing you to cause harm to your relationship. Sex is another one that people will sometimes just give free rein to in their lives. Even though they're married, they will continue to have intercourse with men or women who are married and so on. Metanoia means turning around and turning back to the Lord. Another one would be greed, wanting to have more and more, more money, more food, more drink, more property, more investments. This kind of craving for more and more all the time. And Jesus' message is not one of grabbing for oneself. And this we see in our lives today with bribery and corruption and theft and stealing and murder and all the rest of it. That we must become a sharing people, as outlined in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2 and chapter 4, to move from this grabbing attitude that so many people have to becoming a sharing people is a conversion. It's a metanoia. And that's what we are called upon to be as Christians. So, I can go on and on about this, but I really just want to leave with you this evening this core message of John, of conversion, of turning from our sins. As he says himself, the people of Israel should turn from their sins and be baptized, be committed to this change in lifestyle. Jesus takes this up and introduces people into the kingdom. John was somebody very special to the Lord, and he preached the gospel of metanoia, the gospel of change, the gospel of repentance. So today, on this first Vespers of the birthday of John the Baptist, let's think for a moment of the implications of change. How should we change? What are the particular faults and failings that you have, that I have? And if we are going to be involving ourselves in the message of John the Baptist, then we need to change and turn from our sins, turn our backs on our old way of life, and move into a new direction. And for that, let us ask the grace and the blessing and the strength of the Lord. Prepare a way for the Lord, make his path straight. There is one among us, after me, who existed before me. Prepare a way for the Lord, make his paths straight. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Prepare a way for the Lord, make his paths straight. When Zachary had entered the temple of the Lord, the angel Gabriel appeared to him, standing on the right of the altar of incense. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When Zachary had entered the temple of the Lord, the angel Gabriel appeared to him, standing on the right of the altar of incense. Now God our Father, you chose John the Baptist to announce the kingdom of Christ to all people. Joyfully we pray, therefore, Lord, guide us in the way of peace. Even in his mother's womb you chose John to prepare the way for your Son. Give us the faith to know Christ and to make him known. You inspired the Baptist to recognize the Lamb of God. Through us, let the world recognize your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. You disposed your prophet to give way before Christ. Give us the humility to let his light shine in the world. You called John even to die for you. Grant that we may share his burning zeal for the truth. Remember the dead who have walked in the path of life. Bring them to new life, cleansed from all stain of sin. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, give your people the grace to enter on the way of salvation as they hearken to the voice of John, the Lord's herald. Bring them safely to Jesus, whom John foretold. And we make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and who reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
You.